Blog Talk Radio.
You love something, let it go. It's going back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. Hold me down, baby.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I've been gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I've been gone any day.
Hold me down, niggas wanna know me now. Didn't wanna play with me when to show me how. Know me out, cause it's all about the bark. Hit the dog loose, baby, it's about to spark. Light up tonight, like the 4th of July. Niggas know what? When I let go, niggas die, that's why. And you don't know, you slow like Baltimore. If you ain't trying to go, you blow. I soak up all the pain and accept it in silence. When I let go, it's violence, it's the wildest. Here's the dog walking up the tree for the cat. In the fog, what y'all niggas see is a bat. Flapping away, but I'm blind like Stevie. Niggas don't hear me, still trying to see me. Stop being greedy, you heard what I said. Let me go, let me flow.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on and I'll be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on and I'll be gone any day.
I sold my soul to the devil, and the price was cheap. And yo, it's cold on this level, cause it's twice as deep. But you don't hear me, ignorance is bliss, and so on. Sometimes it's better to be thought dumb, shall I go on? Yo, on the real, with the deal, is a mystery. How is it I can live and make history? If you don't see it, then it wasn't meant for you to see. If you wasn't born with it, it wasn't meant for you to be. But you can't play deep, and not wanting to be held. Locked down in a cell, with a soul can't dwell. This is hell, call me the devil and give me the keys. But can't be worse than the curse that was given to me. It's what I live for. You take away that, and I'm gone. There's a difference between doing wrong and being wrong.
And that ain't right.
Let's keep it fair, baby. Put me in the air, and I'll take it there, baby. Yes.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I'll be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on when I'll be gone any day.
Because I'm an artist until I'm trapped. I'ma continue to hit the hardest, whether I scrap or rap. Give me death, but you ain't my friend. I see it in your eyes, you contemplate my end. Yes. You waiting for that bend in the road. When you were told that you were gold, when you were old. If you died young, it was cold. So, not for nearly what it was worth. Think back, 26 years, be like, what if this birth was a miscarriage and I never existed? Have I given something that is taken away? You dismissed it? Didn't know that I persisted. It was the call of the wild. I merely say what's in my heart, and you call it a style. Don't put it in a cage. Don't mistreat it. You say you hunger for knowledge. Here it is, eat it. Another song completed. It's another thought captured. Yes. Let me do my thing. I got it locked with this rap shit.
Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on, but I'll be gone any day. Either let me fly or give me death. Let my soul rest, take my breath. If I don't fly, I'ma die anyway. I'ma live on, but I'll be gone any day. Take my breath. I'ma die anyway. But I'll be gone any day. Oh, give me death. Take my breath. I'ma die anyway. But I'll be gone any day.
For my niggas. For my niggas.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Nelly! Ha! Cooley! BlogTalkRadio.com!
Council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, don't pay the show, get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville, where we play the records out of peppers, never till it kill. Feel the taste, I really feel. Never know, listen in, you can.
it's a new day. The radio won't play, it's just okay, we found a new way. I'm calling all artists, get your records to the DJ. And no, you can't forget about the old school Tuesday. Yeah, that's for your auntie and your granny, oh yes and daddy. Break records on the camel, you can take this one for example. Crazy, lady, they filling my flex like Rambo. Nelly Bill, yeah, that's my famo. He got it on lock like Django. Woo, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council. This stuff's a epic Saturday. Celebrity interviews. I'm here to dump it Thursday. Who can I win or lose? Win or lose? Win or lose? Is it you? Council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Hey yo, coming out of the static inside of big niggas, please, you playing while I'm playing for keeps. Better look both ways before you play in this juice. These dudes nothing but food and I'm waiting to eat. Dudes love to cheat when they facing defeat. This is 24-7, all I'm cheating and sleep. Going hard in the paint, I'm a New York nigga. That translates to this VA nigga. Spit my words clear like some VA liquor. No chaser, all I wanna do is get paper. What would hip-hop be without all the haters? Where could we take it? What could we do with it? I don't give a damn, man, as long as you move to it. And I knew it, you're thinking the same. And it's a damn shame the way the game changed. No blame, I ain't saying no names. Niggas ain't putting work, but they looking for fame. All they want is quick fixes, man, look at these lanes. The dudes is nothing but slaves, wanting whips and chains. They be suckers. Break your neck if you think you could rock to it. Throw up your hands if you think you could rock to it. Shout a scream if you think I hit a nerve. Cause this is the other way I'm killing them with words. My word, my word. And that's my word, my word, my word. And that's my word, my word, my word. And that's my word, my word, my word. And that's my word. Break your neck if you think you could bop to it. Throw up your hands if you think you could rock to it. Shout a scream if you think I hit a nerve. Cause this is superb the way I'm killing them with words. I get it in when I pick up a pen. Had to cut off my dreads in the middle was thin. Where my life ends is where the story begins. Friends the enemies the friends. And I'm a 5%, I don't 5 for 10. Committed 187 on that juice and gin. When you looking for the smoke, I got a perfect blend. And I'm giving you the crack with a see-through stem. I'm a diamond in the rough, plus I spit those gems. And I'm taking you to church the way I spit those hymns. And I never been the rules, it's the rules I've been. Yeah, me on the mic's like a perfect sin. I'm a genius on the track, looking for all 10. If you can't do it yourself, then remove the skin. If you wanna start beef, I will check that chin. If you wanna battle me, tell your next of kin. I'm the man standing next to the man next to them. They talk about me when they speaking on him. They some suckers. They just suckers. Break your neck if you think you could bop to it. Throw up your hands if you think you could rock to it. Shout a scream if you think I hit a nerve. Cause this is superb the way I'm killing them with words. My word, my word. And that's my word, my word, my word. And that's my word, my word, my word. And that's my word, my word, my word. And that's my word. Break your neck if you think you could rock to it. Throw up your hands if you think you could rock to it. Shout a scream if you think I hit a nerve. Cause this is the other way I'm killing them with words.
Billy. girl, D Hard Queen on the Council Radio with my homegirl Nelly.
What's up, everybody? It's Papa Carmella coming straight out of the United Kingdom, locked in with Nellyville on the Council Radio Show.
The council. You tuned in to the Council Radio, Nellyville Show, the girl Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry, because that's what I do. I want to say happy Friday to everybody, out there doing the thug thizzle, whatever you're doing, happy Friday to you. So, shout out to everybody that's listening in. Shout out to all my supporters. Let me shout out a few people first. Shout out to Bill Biggs for the commercial. Man, going crazy. And my word always is in rotation, the mad bars right there. Shout out to GSAP for getting that candle today. Yeah, shout out. I've been doing on the grind, y'all, on the grind. I'm just saying, I've been on the grind. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting and supporting these black businesses. So with that being said, wait. Shout out to DJ 7, the team in the mix. Shout out to 12 Rounds of Music. And shout out to my family, the council. And peace to the gods and the earth. So now next, we got an interview tonight, y'all. We got an interview going down in a few shakes. We got Firstborn Malik. He is an author, a conscious MC, and he represents Allah's 5%er. So this is going to be interesting. So I read the book. The book is called How Hip-Hop Helped to Raise a Generation. And it is fucking amazing. That's all I can say from the beginning to the end. I'm like, dang, is it talking about me? Because that teacher, yeah, their breath was stinking. No, I mean, you just got to read the book, y'all. Y'all got to read the book. Wasn't necessarily that, but teacher involved, you just got to read the whole book, and you'll be like, wow, it's so amazing. I'm just saying that it's amazing. From beginning to the end, real shit is very informational. So if you, like, need to teach somebody, this is the perfect tool. This is a tool right here. This is a tool that's going to be around for a long, long time. So everybody, y'all going to get the book. I know y'all going to get the book because I'm going to be promoting the book. But he going to be on in just a few shakes before he get on. You know, y'all know what I do. Y'all know what I do. So I interviewed DJ K Slay. He is mad dope. So let's get it. About to go down.
Benji Fields was popping.
It's DJ K Slay, the Drama King. We're in some crucial times right now. Every day we're experiencing our brothers and sisters getting beaten or murdered, all because of the color of our skin. Well, I have a serious question I want to ask all you racists out there. If someone kills your family member for no reason, what the fuck would you do?
It's about to go down. It's about to go down. You don't want to go down. See my people blood on the ground. I want my people to be safe and sound. So long as they've been holding us down. Take yourself from off the ground.
Yo, I'm on the couch burning a big split. Big line head on the chest. Links encrusted with big shit. Face on frown like I changed a diaper. NBC Fox News is getting me hype. Or should I go grab it, pull out the crib and expose the sick? Let the torch go, John Wick and roast the pig. My ambition is to slay cops. With a law's permission, the prison system, they kill us on a clock. I can't breathe, the whole USA watch. Strangle a sergeant and just let his bay watch. Autobiography of Alec Haley. We pick cotton next to that little house on the prairie. They still killing our babies, it's so scary. Supposed to be fighting crime, but already leery. And I ain't marching for shit, shout out Malcolm X. The next thing they kill a black kid, leave his outfit wet.
It's about to go down. It's about to go down. You don't want it go down. Don't let it go down. Don't wanna see my people blood on the ground. I want my people to be safe and sound. So long as they've been holding us down. Take yourself from off the ground.
Black man. tired of talking. I got a question, what's in your heart? And the way that you walk in. The revolution's ready to start. I hear you say that shit often. A police gonna spark. Somebody lay in a coffin. He killed the father, not a challenge, an orphan in shop class. He made a statue of his dad out of porcelain. Quiet in my space until you ask with a boy with. Please protect this black child. I ain't bringing bad news to Joyce Lane. I'm gonna be whipping through the town just to compensate the Rolls Royce win. Reflect on times when they would rip off our own skin. Keep walking in the light of your own kin. Protect your homies over, protect your own kin. Shining light is what the words in the flow bring. Simple like the goal I rap when I toe ring. Control the room like I'm doing the hosting. Tired of black death, you constantly posting.
Equal rights and justice for everyone, you see. Oh boy, only that can keep us love and unity. Find back the joy in harmony, so we can have a better society. It's about to go down. Go down. You don't want it go down. Don't let it go down. Don't wanna see my people blood on the ground. I want my people to be safe and sound. So long as they've been holding us down. Take yourself from off the ground. The black, to the white, to the yellow or brown. Fuck you, I raise it, you believe us. I told you, put a pink, put a red, put a purple, put a blue. Fuck you.
Let me clarify something for you. You're looking at a lot of fucking time. So this is completely up to you. We can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. I need some fucking information, and I need it right now.
This your motherfucking conscience, nigga, don't even do it. Don't start acting like a bitch, cause you forgot where you going. You made choices that done put you here, and now you just ruined. And I don't care about why you did it or who got you influenced. Nah, don't listen to that nigga, that ain't good advice. If you cooperate, then it's your chance to save your life. Just tell them what they wanna know, and you won't pay the price. Some will call it snitching, but for me, I call it make it right. Man, fuck that make it right shit, you gotta sit to your bed. You should've thought about this shit before you did what you did. Give a fuck about your family or your bitch or your kids. You either gon' respect the code or you gon' get what you give. Who gives a fuck about the codes? No one follow code. We both know that jail ain't the place you wanna go. Somebody fucking on your bitch, you tryna call a phone. If I was you, I'd tell them boys everything they wanna know. Okay, let's think about this, let's embrace it. Let's make an illustration. Let's say you switch up with it and bitch up and then make a statement. Now niggas in jail, that nigga ain't tell ain't had no sick temptations. Now you might be free, but you might get killed for giving up information. And if you don't get killed, then that's a wrap. Everybody gon' know you as a rat. Won't get no respect for the rest of your life. Nobody won't know you after that. You might get run, but you never could hide. How long you hoping that'll last? For they catch you slipping and give you something that you know you had
fuck
to have.
That. Let's say you keep your mouth shut and take the blame for it. Now you need money on your books, ain't no one paying for it. No visitations and no letters you've been waiting for. That pussy you've been craving for. You may not get laid no more, and all them niggas that you call your brothers will be ghosts. The only one who got you is your mother if you're close. A bunch of niggas screaming free you and making posts. No one show up to your trial, niggas pray that you can smoke. Man, please tell me you ain't about to take the sucker's advice. Your kids will grow up knowing that you just a sucker for life. Lacking morals and integrity, it come with a price. And if you fold it, you should know that we ain't nothing alike. And if you leaving here tonight, you better cop a burner. Don't fuck around and be somebody ain't nobody heard of. Now here's your choice, be a man or be somebody murdered. It's either you can take the stand or you be Bobby Shmurda. Free Bobby Shmurda.
Alright, so it was me, C-Dot, Killer, Rico, and Vic.
Cut the shit. Who is Rico? Who is Vic? I want their real names.
Killer's name's Jonathan Taylor, and Rico's Michael McCormick. And Vic, he was the person pretty much like the head of operations.
What's up now, nigga?
Ooh, I love you, Jordan. He got so much mad bars. So, you tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville show. You know I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry, because that's what I do. So, without further, we got to bring Because, you know, it's all about hip-hop. It's about hip-hop. You know, hip is the knowledge, hop is the movement. So we got a gentleman on the line that's going to explain that. Well, a king, a god that's going to explain that. Firstborn Malik, what it do?
Peace. Peace, queen. I like to say peace to the gods and earths. I also like to say peace to the universal black family.
Okay. Let everybody know about who the Firstborn Malik is.
I'm Firstborn Malik. I'm the author of the book, How Hip-Hop Helped to Raise a Generation. The book's been out roughly about 2 months now. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, any place that you can purchase a book from. And I also have signed copies upon request.
Side copies. Y'all hear that? Side copies. That just sounds like it's official. So, we're going to get into some interview questions. I'm going to ask you about the book during the question, but it's going to revolve around hip-hop, so I already know the answer to most of the questions. So, but the listeners don't know, so I want to know, when you first heard hip-hop, how did it affect you?
Actually, the first time I really heard hip hop, obviously, was when most people heard hip hop was through Rapper's Delight. When Rapper's Delight came out, I think that was 1979. I must have been about 8 years old at the time. I knew it was something different. I knew it was something that was for the youth. At the time, I just didn't know, you know, how far the music would go. But I knew that it was something special. I knew that it was something that was talking to the youth. I knew it was something that was relatable to the youth. And I just felt overjoyed. I mean, every time when they played that song, you know, that song had really effect, you know, on the youth at the time, because you just couldn't stop dancing to it.
Right. So, right.
So I started, you know, I fell in love with hip-hop virtually from the start.
Okay, so what was it that said, okay, this is what I want to do, this is me, let's do it? When was that moment?
Really, that moment really came roughly like around the time when, you know, at that time when other rappers and stuff coming had came out, you know, besides Rapper's Delight. You know, then they had like maybe, you know, the Furious Five came along. But particularly in the instance of myself, I really got involved with it and really took real interest in it when I heard a rapper by the name of Tila Rock. When I heard him. And that's what brought my particular interest to hip hop. That made me, you know, want to embrace the culture.
Okay, so we're going to go to how the book is going. Okay, so we're going to go to that. So, like, these two questions that you just answered, it go to, like, three to four chapters of this book. So, it's yours. Why did you start off the book with "It's Yours"?
Like I said, that particular rapper, Tila Rock, had impact on my love for hip-hop. So I thought that was the appropriate way to start the book off with "It's Yours." You know what I'm saying? And plus, you read the book. The book is kind of like, you know, a quasi-autobiography of my life. So "It's Yours" is just a start, you know, just letting us know that, you know, the whole world is yours. You know, we're getting started. The whole world is yours. You know, it's our world to conquer. I thought that was an appropriate way to start the book off.
Okay. So tell everybody a little bit about some of your experiences. What were they like while you were perfecting your craft?
Um, it was, you know, it was similar. Although I did not grow up in New York. We had similar experiences as New York. You know, we was actively involved in the movement. You know, we had break dancers, we had graffiti artists, DJs and MCs. And it just started off, you know, me getting involved, you know, with a few people. You know, they first started off, you know, with a couple of DJs that I knew in the hood. That's how I really started involving myself in the culture. Shout out to my man Mickey D. Shout out to my man Super D. You know, they was both DJs, you know, that was prominent in the hood, you know, at the time when I was coming up. And they kind of showed me the ropes, you know, when I was starting to get myself involved in the hip-hop culture.
Okay. So, now we got to go back to the book. See, you got a lot going on. You got a lot going on. Well, wait. Hold on. We gonna pause on that, but I want to know about some of this music. You done did music. Let's talk about it. That's part of some of the experience.
Yeah, I had a chance to do music. I had a chance to perform overseas when I was in the military. I had a chance to do a lot of recording. Also had a chance to do a lot of recording and a lot of performances, you know, once I returned back from the military. And, I was, you know, I could be involved with it still, you know. The whole while I was doing my military service, I was involved with hip-hop. After my military service, hip-hop has encompassed my life. It's it helped me, you know, to go in directions that I thought I would never go in my life. It helped me, you know, to meet people that I probably thought I would never meet in my life.
Right.
You know, it has been very special and very dear. And my book is mostly really about, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, hip-hop and how it affected an era. My book, you know, basically tells the individual impact that hip-hop had on us, you know, coming up during that generation.
Can you explain what you mean by that? Because I read the book, I know.
I mean, in terms of, you know, the messages that was being conveyed, you know, by the rappers, because during that era is what we commonly refer to as the golden era of hip-hop, which some may say encompasses from 1984 to somewhere like right around 1993. That's been debatable too, but it's primarily between those particular years. And those particular years, hip-hop saw a lot of MCs, what we call conscious MCs or conscious rap groups, that were very, very informative during that hour. So that's what I mean about the individual impact, because the things that they was conveying, the lessons and stuff that they was telling us, the information that they was putting out was very vital, you know, towards a lot of us, you know, developing a sense of consciousness about ourselves. And it also helped us to avoid a bunch of situations in life that might have been detrimental to us.
And, okay, all I can say, when you read the book, you are going to relate to every chapter. There's one chapter that's kind of, it was over my head because it was kind of political, just a little bit to me, but it was informative and exact. So, man.
I'd like to know what chapter you're talking about.
I think it was 6. I want to say it was 6. I said, let me move along real fast after this. Look, okay, I just can look easier if I go to the thing. Let me see. Yep.
Sure.
Yep. Wait. And keep your head up. My philosophy has a... Y'all is very informational. I was highlighting through the whole read.
Okay. Is there anything you know, anything in particular that you found, I guess, like you say, went over your head, or that maybe I can provide some clarity to it?
Actually, no, because we already talked about it.
Yeah, about it.
But listen, when I first started reading the book, I said, okay, so none of y'all know this, but I know this. Firstborn is smart. Very, 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 very smart. So, in his school, he was the smartest. In my school, I was the baddest. But we had the same issue. So that's why I love, like, it's going, like, we got the same issues, but I'm bad.
Yeah, I was one of the smart ones around there, you know. I have to say, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, for years and stuff, you know, I explained it in my book, you know. Sometimes, you know, I felt, you know, like, you know, preaching Cootie High. Now, if anybody knew how that character was in Cootie High, he was a very, very intelligent brother. But he was hanging around, you know, the other brothers and stuff, you know. So he felt like he had to kind of dumb himself down, you know, to be in the company of the brothers that he was with. And that's kind of like how I felt, you know, because, you know, I ran with some really good brothers, you know, believe it or not. You know, but I still maintained my intelligence, you know, and after a while, you know, a lot of them started seeing that I was intelligent any damn way, so they just didn't care. I was just a smart one in the crew. I probably wasn't the most hard rock one in the crew or whatever was going on, whatever. But I think I was probably, you know, the smartest one in my crew. I guess my crew would attest to that if they hear me saying this.
You got a lot of things in the book that I got marked. Like, he got a question mark. I said, why he asked those questions? So, but you answered the question that I read along.
Mm-hmm.
I said that was a good way for me to, because I was about to stop at the question so I can look for the answer. But the answer was coming up.
Yeah, well, you see, the whole thing was like, you know, it was showing, you know, how you had these questions. And then a lot of these questions were being answered, you know, through the music that we were listening to. It was just showing the elevation and the progression in what I was learning at the time. You know, see, the unique thing about my era as opposed to other generations that may have came up, you know, into the hip-hop era, is that our rappers provided a whole lot of information. They gave us a lot of information, and sometimes it was filling in the blanks from some of the things from a historical concept that they weren't teaching us in school.
Right.
So that's
okay,
how,
so,
you know, the evolution went with that.
Okay. So I know the people want to know, how did you gain knowledge? Why did you want to become a 5%er?
Well, hip-hop guided me to that. You know, the first time I ever heard anything, you know, anything relatable to that was through rap music. You know, various rappers, but the rapper in particular that really caught my attention and really made me really interested in it was Rakim Alok. Because he mentioned, you know, things in his record. He mentioned stuff about getting out of himself. You know, he said stuff like at 360 degrees I revolve. I mean, it was things that he was saying like that that drew great interest to me. I was inquisitive about some of the stuff that he was doing and some of the stuff that he was saying. And he provided, like, you know, a perfect platform for that. But he's not the only one, you know. Public Enemy played a huge role in that. And so did KRS-One. You know, they all played a role, you know, in me guiding myself towards, you know, that form of consciousness.
That's dope. And that sounds like a great reason, too. As I go along and I'm doing the interviews and I interview all kind of different artists, that's why I wanted to partake because I'm interested. So
it was a good way, man, during that time. You know, the teachings and stuff was really, really popular. You know, I've been told, you know, from people, you know, from guards and nerds in New York City that the teachings was very popular at that time. So it was a good way for, you know, the guards and nerds to, you know, come out and relay their message.
Right.
Although, you know, Rakim really wasn't the first 5%er that I heard on record, you know. He was the first one that I recognized as being what they were, what it's called, what we
right.
are called the 5%. You
right,
understand?
Right.
But I've heard groups like the world famous Supreme Team before. And I also heard Jess Dykes also, but I was unaware, you know, that they were 5%ers at the time.
Right. Okay, so now I want to get in back into the book. I want to know how long did it take to write the book?
Oh,
I never
boy.
Asked that.
This book took a long time. It took a really long time. Be honest with you. This book, actually the original manuscript for this book was done prior to Hurricane Katrina. And Hurricane Katrina occurred and it flooded out my computer and all the manuscript and, you know, just lost my house and all that kind of stuff, you know. That's, you know, everybody knows how that went, you know. So I had to, you know, reconstruct the whole book, you know, again, you know.
Right.
Now, prior to Hurricane Katrina, it had already taken me several years to write the book. And then it took me several more years, you know, to reconstruct the book. Because,
right.
of course, you know, I couldn't get on it right away because I had to try and get my life together. You know, and find out, you know, what's going on, you know, after Hurricane Katrina rendered me and a lot of my fellow New Orleanians homeless.
Right.
You know, so it took me several years, but like I mentioned in the synopsis of the book, the introduction of the book, you know, that really ended up being a blessing. Because I was able to find out more information about the subject matters that I was writing about.
Right.
And then along the way, my views on some subject matters have changed in the process.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, and it also, the first book had, you know, a couple of inaccuracies in it. that I was able to clear up, you know. So it ended up, that kind of ended up being kind of a blessing, you know, in a way, if you would call it that.
Right, right. Well, some of the, what I was reading about the prisons, that sound, I mean, like, when I met people like that is what I read in your book. Like, it was right on point, the things that was going on. When I'm a single mom, you talk about that. Either if she's in the struggle or not, I was like, these hoes are like that. Not like hoes, but y'all got to read the book because there's a difference.
Yeah.
So I like the way that it was so accurate.
I had the book, you know, like the book is also, it's a book, you know, that I wrote in order to try and bring some type of healing to, you know, among our people, and some type of understanding, you know, some knowledge, some wisdom, and some understanding to a lot of the situations, you know, that affect us, you know, inside of our community.
Right.
You know, but in order to do that, sometimes you have to illustrate, you know, some of our negative traits, you know, those things need to be exposed, you know, and once they're exposed, we need to find ways to deal with them so that we can move forward positively.
Right.
All
right. Now I think you kind of shy right now. Firstborn Malik is shy. I am going to tell everybody that right now. Except in a battle.
I'm not shy.
Except in a battle.
I'm not really shy. Just that, you know, I just want the listeners and stuff to know, you know, just give them detailed information. You know, make them, you know, interested in reading the book because the book is an educational tool. I meant for the book to be an educational tool, you know, so people can see that. You see, hip-hop sometimes carries a large negative connotation to it. People apply a lot of negativity to hip-hop.
Right.
You know, and the unfair thing is that, you know, they don't never apply any kind of positivity. You know, I wrote this book to show that there is positive aspects of hip-hop, and hip-hop does help. You know, it has helped people. It has, helped, you know, the community, you know, before. The roots of hip-hop is rooted in those morals and principles and not some of the morals and principles that people may perceive hip-hop to have as we see it now.
Right, right. I know when you were talking in the book about mom used to take you to church, I was like, this is going with what I used to do. We used to go to church every Sunday. I used to be like, I just want the crack. I don't care about nothing you got to say, or I wasn't paying attention. I was in the bathroom all the time. I got whooping at church. Who get a whooping at church? Because I'm like, I remember asking my grandma, I thought Jesus was black. She was like, he is. And I was like, but that's a white man right there. She was like, he's light skinned. I was like, nah, he a peckerwood, granny. And I got a whooping.
You see, that goes into what I was saying, you know, what I kept emphasizing throughout the book. You understand? Now, you are getting the beating behind something that was forced upon us. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So much so that your grandmother is going out of her way to say that this dude is a light-skinned dude up there. You see, and there's a danger in that teaching to our people. When you look and you see that your deity, you understand, don't look like you. You understand what I'm saying? And everyone reveres the deity and bows down to and worships the deity. You understand? Naturally, you're going to think that the people who look like the deity are the divine people.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what you're naturally going to think. Even though it is in conflict with how Jesus is described in the Bible. You understand? You know, I mean, it's that mere psyche, and it's that, you know, that racism, white supremacy that we have been taught. You understand? Which in turn teaches us to hate ourselves. You know, because we don't look like the deity. We don't look like the people who the deity is depicted. You know, the skin tone, the skin color, the features, and all those things as the deity. You understand?
Right.
And that draws a lot of, that draws in there. And I talk about the book in our teaching, one chapter where I really emphasize the mental health of our people. You understand? That those things we have to, and I said, and I emphasize, I said in my book, we have to realize and stand up and admit, just like a drug addict admits, just like an alcoholic admits. Say, hey, look, you know, I have been duped by racism, white supremacy, and I seek to heal myself. We must do that. You know what I mean? And, you know, and what I'm not teaching kind of hatred or nothing like that. I'm teaching the love of ourselves, and I'm teaching actually the facts. You understand? This is facts. You know?
Yep.
Now, you know, whether you don't like those facts, then, you know, I can do nothing for anyone that disputes the fact. You know, I can't, I'm not going to, you know, go backwards and forwards with anyone, you know, in terms of that. You know, it is what it is, you know, as far as that is concerned. But to dispute it and to turn a blind eye to it, you know, it's foolish. You know what I'm saying? And you're not really fooling nobody but yourself.
Right.
And that's what, and if you read the book, you see that's the constant struggle, you know, that we have as, you know, black youths coming up, because nothing is really depicted of us.
Nope.
You know, everything is Europeanized. And they show no face of us, you know, although we have made tremendous contributions, you know, to this planet, not just this country. You understand? Tremendous contributions, but nothing is depicted of us. So,
right.
It took hip-hop, you know, to come out. And they, you know, shout out to other artists, you know, from, you know, maybe our parents, or particularly James Brown, you know, that they did their best, you know, to take in, you know, provide, you know, that kind of impact on music. But
right.
Hip hop to come out, you know, to really to ramp that up a notch, you know, so that people like me can listen to that stuff and then find interest and then grow from it.
Right. So, you, in your book, you talk about white supremacy, it's going down. Y'all need to pay attention to things that go on in this world. He's telling you what to do in the book. Telling you what to do. We some people are just stuck in the gray area and they can't get out.
You see, you know, after everything that has occurred, you know, we see the senseless killings of unarmed black people, you know, at the hands, you know, of the police department, which oftentimes ends up being a Caucasian cop, you know what I'm saying, shooting a brother or a sister, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, there's all the information is out there. Everybody can see it. You know, it's out there, you know. Now, you have to read my book because I'm not one to take in rail about how bad it is without offering solutions of some type. I do have some solutions, but I want you guys to draw some interest in the book and read the book and see how some of the solutions that I offer, you know, to our community that can help us, you know, start healing ourselves from some of the abuse that we have taken at the hands of racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. We're our reparation. We're our reparation. Where we going to, you ain't going to get nothing.
Yeah. And you know, it's really unfair, you know, considering that the work that we did, you know, provided this nation to be what it is now. You understand? I mean, we made tremendous money, you know, off from cotton that we picked all day, sun up to sundown, and tobacco that we picked all day, so it turned out.
Wow.
What kind of health effects and stuff that this had on our people working out in those fields like that. You know, what kind of health effects did it have on our people consistently working in the tobacco field, inhaling tobacco that we now know is dangerous, that can often cause, you know, cancer. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, we don't, you know, I mean, there is so many reasons why, you know, we should be compensated, you know, for the atrocities that happen to our people. You know, but, you know, when we say that, we act like people say, well, you know, you just want a free check, you just want a handout. You know, how do you say we want a free check and a handout when our forefathers never got no check, never got no handout, you know? I mean, where is, you know, our ability to gain and keep generation wealth? Like your forefathers made it possible for you. I mean, how's that fair? You see, now, you know, that's the whole thing I look at, you know. And, if people can look at you, you know, and you know, Europeans can look at us in our face and say that's fair, well, then you know if you're dealing with somebody that is unsympathetic, you know, unfair, you know, unruly and cool. You know? You should, you know, some you know, you should have some type of, you know, care, you know, some type of humanity for the way in which these people are treated and the way in which they help to make this nation is what it is right now. You know, some of these people have more humanity for a dog or a dog, exactly what they have for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you say, like, oftentimes when people like me talk, you know, people start questioning our mental health. You understand? That's why people really are afraid to speak out against racism. They don't do nothing about it. They don't talk about it. They don't write about it. They don't speak about it. They don't stand up against it. They don't do nothing. You understand?
Right.
Because they don't want nobody calling them unpatriotic, militant, or better yet, right, they don't want nobody calling them crazy. You understand? You must be crazy or something.
Hey.
You understand? You understand?
Okay, so.
They just don't do it.
Right. I want to do something. I want to do a little, switch it up just a little bit. Because, you know, we already know you're a great author. We know this. We know this. But what they don't know, only people that know you is going to know this. Is that you are a great artist.
Yes, I am. I am a great artist. You know, and of course, you know, the love of hip hop culture has a lot to do with that as well. You know, I'm a great artist, been doing it, you know, forever. And the reason why I've been doing it is because of the love of hip hop culture.
Mm.
And that's probably something I'll be doing. I'll probably be running around, you know, doing stuff, you know, like things probably when I get my sentence. my kids will be telling me to slow down. Slow down, old man.
Right. You ain't old. You're young. You're a young man. So I chose a couple of songs by yourself that I want to play. I listen to one all the time in the car. Call Lee Rose.
Wow.
Let's talk about it.
Lee Rose. To the track I made up a while back, you know, just messing around. It's a track, you know, talking about, you know, me and my hip hop brother. You understand? About my greatest King Jazz the firstborn. Just King Jazz the firstborn, Lee Rose. Just telling about Lee Rose. You understand?
Okay, well, we're going to get into it.
All right.
Can we do that? You think you can introduce it?
Yeah, King Jack the firstborn, Original Man, Productions, Lee Rose.
None the birds on. Any high track I fit a verse on. Put the spotter back to first on. Lyrical verse on. Doctor and nurse on. 17 verse on. Monty got niggas. Traveling for 3 since 3 cause I know what you gonna do even before you take it. Therefore I bring it. And keep the spot high like a blanket. How does it beat? Sun turning soft immediately. I used to see the shit often. I'm from the CP3. I know real tough niggas that would do you for free. Lick a shot, blood clot without paying the fee. Drop it down to your knees. Praying to me, you're going under, so there's no delay in it, G. So what you saying to me? I know real gun runners, number two, and even some number one stunners. Nigga, you're dumb, and your man is dumber, true confessor. I know what you did last summer, now you're bitching up.
topping the fleet. Knowledge I'm dropping, but having that popping without the feet. Your dick rotten and need to stop jocking me. I'm the one that many people flock to see. Balling partner, never stopping me. It always feel like someone always watching me. And I own my own shit, this was dropping me.
That's how we roll. King Jack, that firstborn is now in control. Dropping bombs on your niggas, missing slow. It's a life-changing moment, getting into your soul. That's how we roll. That's how we roll. King Jazz and first born is now in control. Dropping bombs on your niggas. Mr. Explode. It's a life-changing moment. Get it into your soul. That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
At all those that be high capping. Respecting, try snapping. Yaku acting, try grappling. Kicking a no-lie rapping. No need to ask why it happened. We be die strapping. Know what I mean? Do. This for my people. Who knows the way King Jasmine first born can set off a show. From the Fisher, the Mac, Melvin, Cali, yo. Rocking the old school medallions, polos, and jabots. See, we be doing our thing. Like the New Orleans Saints. When they really wanted a ring, a Patti LaBelle. When she really wanted to sing, knock out performances like Mayweather. You can't hang, see, we have seen niggas. Who died for less than a few nickels they got caught flipping. Without they best, see, we at your promises. Don't consider them threats.
That's how we roll. Team Jazz and firstborn is now in control. Dropping balls on your niggas, meant to explode. It's a life-changing moment, get it into your soul. That's how we roll. That's how we roll. Team Jazz and firstborn is now in control. Dropping bombs on your niggas, meant to explode. It's a life-changing moment, get it into your soul. That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
Some people are gonna say that I'm the meanest. Motherfucking black music, since Charles Meekin. I'm gonna take over the court like Serena and Venus. All niggas that don't like that nigga balls in the penis. You wanna be a bad motherfucker, well come on, Cleaver. I'ma leave your ass flat, curled up like a fetus. Die slow, to any out there trying to cheat us. Might as well join us, cause you know you can't beat us. High decibel level, condescending from these speakers. Sending original man blood, it became much weaker. For right to teacher, top billing on double feature. You better off talking about the whack Puma Steve.
That's how we roll, King Jazz and firstborn is now in control. Dropping bombs on your niggas, meant to explode. It's a life-changing moment, get it into your soul. That's how we roll, that's how we roll. King Jazz and firstborn is now in control. Dropping bombs on your niggas, meant to explode. It's a life-changing moment, get it into your soul. That's how we roll, that's how we roll. King Jazz and firstborn is now in control. Dropping bombs on your niggas, meant to explode. It's a life-changing moment, get it into your soul. That's how we roll, that's how we roll.
Tune back in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, give you that heat from the indie to the industry. You just heard one of my faves. We roll. Can I ask who is King Jazz? I'm probably asked before, but King Jazz.
King Jazz is my brother. It's my best brother in the world. You understand what I'm saying? That, we had met. Way back in high school, we have been doing music and stuff, together virtually since high school.
Okay.
And then when I got out of the military, we finally formulated the group. Our group is more like, we consider ourselves to be kind of like a gang star of the South.
Okay.
I do the rapping. I guess I would be the guru, if you will, and he would be the premier,
right.
Because King Jazz is actually DJ King Jazz.
Okay.
So that's who he is. I'm the, like my man Will Smith say, I'm the rapper, and he's the DJ. Just
right.
Like that, old school to the point.
Okay,
man,
so
there's no rapping. Yeah, he barely talks.
Okay. So this question is a little political, just maybe a little. I want to know, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
What I would love to see in the business of music, it's really difficult, you know, in terms of, you know, the quote-unquote business of music, because the music industry has changed so much since, you know, way back in the day till this social media platforms and this internet, you know, give aspiring artists, you know, the platform to really be their own boss. You know, so that's what I say. I say any young artists out here, you know, aspiring to be in the music business, don't confine yourself to any type of large record label. When if you grinding hard enough, you can put yourself in that position and be your own boss out here. You understand? I wish that they had, you know, this type of platform around when I was coming up, you know, back in the day. You know, there's a lot of great artists, and you know, during my time, that were really suppressed because they wasn't following the, you know, the status quo. You know, and this platform would have gave those artists voices.
Right.
You know, had it been around. So I say to any young artist, man, look, you know, don't confine yourself to none of these quote unquote big name record labels, because if you hot and you got a buzz, man, just work your buzz, man. Do your thing. You understand? Go and find out how these people doing their stuff, you know, with this internet. I don't quite know how they do it. You know what I'm saying? But I know that they're doing it, and I know that cats are making a lot of money. You understand? And put
right.
your own stuff out. Be your own boss. You understand? Control your own narrative.
Right.
Because back in the day, they did have, at 1 hour, they did have a lot of latitude with artists to control their own narrative, but then they snatched that away from them over time. Artists weren't able to control their own narrative.
Right.
Control your own narrative. You understand? Don't let people, you know, control your narrative for you. You understand? Show the world the artist you really are, rather than, you know, placating, you know, some label, some type of, you know, some particular artist. You understand? You'll find you should be able to find your artist. This is the world wide web. This ain't just the United States. This is the world wide web. You should
right.
be able to find your artist. You understand? You know, find your own voice. Be your own boss. That's my
mm-hmm.
advice.
Right. Man, so... We want to get back into how they can get the book, how they can follow Firstborn Leak.
You can get the book on Amazon. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Any place that you can get books from, if you want books from, wherever you normally get your books from, it's on all those platforms.
Except the library.
Well, I'm working on a library too. But also, if you're looking to, you want to get a signed copy, I can provide the signed copies upon request. You can follow me on Twitter, Firstborn Malik on Twitter, at Firstborn Malik. Follow me on Instagram. Instagram at Firstborn Malik. I'm also on Facebook at Firstborn Malik on Facebook. anywhere that you, that's me on all you social media platforms.
That's dope. So
you can get at me on any one of those platforms if you'd like to personalize side copy of the book. Otherwise, you can find it, I say, like I say, on Amazon and any platform where you normally may buy your books.
Oh, I was doing something. I'm like, okay, so I'm ready for this. So my people know, peace to the guys in the earth. Y'all know I'm studying, I've been studying. You know, shout out to Foundation. Shout out to Bill Biggs. You know, pushing the issue just a little bit. Not too much. So I got to ask, I got to put it on you. Put it on me. What's today's mathematics?
Today's mathematics is equality. That means it's deal equally with everything. Knowledge is a man understanding.
Okay, that's right.
What's today's
mathematics? You know. Oh, okay. It's equality. It's to be equal in all things. Why? Because Allah deals with all things equally. Equality is the limitation of the earth's knowledge. The earth is 6 ounces of brain power, where in which we have 10.5 ounces of original brain power. Peace.
Indeed.
What?
Please pick up the book. Pick up the book. Follow me on the Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I hadn't been on those sites a lot, but I'm gonna start being more active on those sites again. So follow me on both of those sites and pick up the book. Hip Hop After Razor Generation.
I will tag everybody when y'all see the book on my pages. Just go in there and follow the link, and you can go to the book and get it. That's how I do.
Yes.
That's how I do.
It's a great read. You understand? It helped you understand, like I said, the impact that hip-hop culture played on the youth of my era. You understand, that it help you to also to understand why some of the people in my era made some of the choices that we eventually made.
Right.
So pick up the book, How Hip Hop Helped to Raise a Generation, Firstborn Malik.
Well, I want to thank you, Seven, for doing this interview with me. It was very, very informational, for sure. Make sure everybody get the book. Thank you again for Firstborn Malik.
No doubt.
Y'all,
thank you for having me on.
Y'all, he cute. This is what I do on when I say he cute, y'all. He cute, ladies. But he take it. Okay, so.
Check out the book, you understand? Check out, I also shout out to Nellyville, you understand? Check out the Council Radio Show. The Council Radio Show is the bomb. It's the bomb. Understand? I'm particularly going to be checking it out tomorrow.
For sure.
Yes, you got some special guests on.
MC Shan going to be in the building tomorrow, y'all. It's going to be mad, crazy, dope, okay? Okay, that's all I can say is okay. And with this, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. MC Chan gonna be live on IG. Me and him gonna be live on IG. We're gonna work this out. Even if we have to cut the blog talk off and just go straight on that.
Yeah, I think people might wanna check that out, man, because in case people don't know, you know, MC Chan is, you know, one of the you know, OG members and stuff, you know, the Juice Crew, the legendary Juice Crew. You understand? Shouts out to the Juice Crew. Rest in peace, Biz Markie. You understand?
Right.
Rest in paradise, my brother. This is Marquis.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much for doing this interview. You can hold on. You can hold on. I'm going to talk to the people real quick. I'm going to mute you out. Mute you out. So that was the interview for today, y'all. I appreciate everybody for stopping through. Y'all know I just can't play one song. Who do you think I am? What kind of girl do you think I am? Firstborn Malik, y'all. Knowledge born. Y'all know I gotta do it.
If a civilized person does not perform his duty, which is teaching civilization to others, he shall be punished with a severe punishment. And I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die. And thou hast given him not warning nor seeketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. That same wicked man should die in his own iniquity. Beginning, no omega, so I have no ending. Go through the whole line and add on with the ten and start back at the one as I start telling. High frequency at incredible speed per second. Not checking and decking anyone disrespecting. Is he God? Is it really the question? Yes, the answer spreading through you like cancer. Your life will be calling like JoJo Dancer. I got a 10-point system like a Black Panther. You get rocked by my style of hip-hop that stays hot like the sands of Iran and Iraq. Build school in your hood and shut down the block. You devils know the time without watching the clock. All that bullshit line has got to stop. False images are gone, keep your ass on the top.
I'm riding for you, the size of a
like just sight, some is delicious. Want some seeds up like dishes, even mumbling is delicious. So how can I move the crowd? I be on the prowl for foul rappers that tried to act wild. How you like me now? Battling me with being honest, acknowledge me. You can't beat the champion, not even possibly. I bake your beans just like Boston, which is awesome. $1 million skills like Steve Austin. So call me the $1 million man with the pavilion. 400 million clan with the mission to achieve 100. And 20 degrees, so I can teach all of my seeds about these devils. And try to throw a hex with the guard complex. The next threat to the government. This is the days of Malcolm X.
I ride for you, the size of a chosen people. Open their eyes and keep the details inside.
Knowledge born.
Even bother all you burn in the flames of fire of hell is where you go for not teaching civilization and not rising up your Black nation. Now you're facing hard times for hard crimes. You lost your mind cause you're deaf, dumb and blind. Rewind to the days of the bar when we used to spark mad wisdom till some kid was sharp. Trouble that to make you bleed the scene on the double. B-boys came to the latest dance. We used to pay in advance for a chance to shake our pants in the city. I had shit locked down like Frank Nitti. Grimy gritty, a little bitty, guard, coming out the third ward. If your head was sore, you got blues better than sore. Better than sore.
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I was just getting back on it here so I could say peace to everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you, Firstborn Malik, for stopping through, being shy, but he was still dope. But I want, I think he's still on the line. I want him to listen to this next track because I'm sure he probably ain't never heard it. So this is the last song. Make sure y'all check me out tomorrow, MC Shan. Hey, we got a surprise guest too. We ain't locked it totally. Surprise guest. I holla.
Staring at this Bible as I keep glancing. Dear Lord, I got questions and I need answers. I'm trying to understand your vision, all I see is damage. Just a bunch of dead bodies in the street camping. A bunch of lost souls on their feet standing. We supposed to be your children, I thought we family. You supposed to be my father, bro, I need answers. We don't need to die young, we just need chances. Tired of living on the edge, so we keep scrambling. Trying to talk to these strippers, but they keep dancing. We just want me number one like Steve Francis. Bow our heads, say a prayer, now the seeds planted. Everywhere I turn, I'm seeing MCs vanish. A lot of good niggas gone, I don't understand it. A lot of families lost and they seem stranded. I ain't trying to disrespect you, I just need answers. I know you watching us from heaven, thinking who to save. Cherry picking who should go next and who should stay. I'd be on my way to heaven if I knew the way. And bring back every good nigga you choose to take. They say you never wrong, but you done made a few mistakes. Cause you taking the wrong niggas, maybe you should trade. Trade us back, all the real ones, remove the fake. I think you should trade. Give us Tupac back and take that nigga Shook. Let the legend resurrect and he gon' live for good. I've been screaming thug life in every different hood. If only you can bring him back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie, give us Pun, give us Triple X. Take that nigga Trump with you, that's a bigger threat. There's too much power for a coward with no intellect. That's a bigger with a collar, there's a disconnect. Niggas dying, mama crying, grandma need a tissue. Niggas shooting up a church, now I need a pistol. All them niggas still living, you don't see the issue. But how you take Selena, then you take a Leo with you. I ain't trying to disrespect, just need a meter with you. I ain't trying to overstep, just want a reason with you. Give us back our love, ones that take the evil with you. Send them suckers straight to hell, they don't need a vision. I need you to give us back Martin Luther. Take Martin Shkreli, give us back Malcolm. Take R. Kelly, R.I.P. Lil Snoop. Take Eric Holder, give us Eric right back. I'm sending you this message, Lord, I hope you hit me right back. They say I'm on the wrong train, I know I'm on the right track. Cause Trayvon Gordon, all he did was try to fight back. Zimmerman walk around free, we don't like that. Why you take our mothers from us? Fathers and our sisters and our cousins from us. Got these children getting murdered while they double dutching. Wonder why the fuck you take Nipsey Hussle from us. Damn, you took the true king, a true brother from us. This a fucking marathon, but they running from us. Now everybody got guns, niggas up to something. Wanna prove that they tough or something. You know it's not fair, tell the truth. I've been in my feelings too. But if you took Emmett Till, at least take Dylan Roof. At least take James Holmes. I ain't even mad at that. Just bring back Whitney and give us Michael Jackson back. Feds want me and then slam it down. Ain't no justice for Sandra Bland. We up like a sailing fan. Lord, if you listen, I'm just looking for a hand in hand. Take out the fuck niggas and give us back our fam again. Drowning in my tears, trying to pray for something. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us. Wonder why you give us family and erase it from us. Maybe hopefully you can have a conversation with us. Maybe I'm just probably tripping cause I need a hug. The hood can't find jobs, now we need a plug. Everybody and their mama trying to be a thug. I don't go to church cause I'm afraid of being judged. I've been staring at the ceiling as a line bet. Watching niggas follow trends like Simon says. I pray you give us back the real ones and try again. Or maybe take them niggas that deserve to die instead. Tommy Lauren run her mouth and then she get defensive. Lauren Ingram laughing at death and disrespecting. I really feel like you should teach them stupid hoes a lesson. Either that or give us back somebody who deserved a blessing. I left out a bunch of names that I forgot to mention. Cost too much to pay attention and it got expensive. Father forgive me for I know not what I do. And now I'm reaching out to you hoping you hear me and return a message. I know that you got a back and that you're not against us. Or maybe you just love us so you're doing shit to test us. I just kinda thought that you would do more to protect us. They say the good die young and I ain't on a guest list. I've been drinking, Lord, forgive me as my blood racing. I don't know what I'm thinking, I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to question you, I'm just confused. I don't know what else to do, I've been patient and it sucks waiting. Took my mans from me, that forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'd never work. I know this ain't your fault, it's the devil's work. Devil's work.
Florida Queen on the Council Radio with my homegirl, Nelly B.
What's up everybody, it's Kupana Carmella coming straight out of the United Kingdom, locked in with Nellyville on the Council Radio Show.
The Council.